The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings. It's Farrell on the bench. I believe in whipped cream with everything. All right, Farrell on the bench with you, hour number two, and the Jazz have the lead, 50-49 on the Clippers, with just under five left and a half in Salt Lake. And I want to tell you about this hockey game. So the Blackhawks ended up beating the Capitals in overtime 5-4. Connor Sheary tied the game for the Capitals with 3 seconds left. From Carlson and Ovechkin. Ovechkin's 25th assist. And then Jones won it for the Blackhawks. A minute 21 into overtime from Kane and Doc. 5-4. In that game, Ovechkin, the power play goal from Backstrom, his first game tonight. Backstrom's first game of the year, believe it or not. And Oshie assisted on it as well. Ovechkin broke the all-time power play goal record with that goal. And then DeBrincat had a big game, two goals, a power play twice, one that made it 1-1, one that made it 4-3. And really, Eller had tied it at 11:57 of the third, then DeBrincat, the power play goal at 15, and then Sheary with 3 seconds left, and then Jones in overtime to win it for the Blackhawks. And, I mean, the Blackhawks are terrible. They're 11-15-2. And, meanwhile, the Capitals are 17-5-2. Gigantic win for the Blackhawks. That could be a, you know, season-defining moment for the Blackhawks where they turn it around. They either will or they won't. You win a big game like that in overtime in your building against a really good team, it can give you momentum, confidence, all kinds of things. We'll see if they can react off of that. The Ducks are up 2-0 on the Smoke Kraken in Anaheim. Grant shorthanded, made it 2-0. Zegras made it from Milano, and Shattenkirk made it 1-0. So the Ducks are incredible, 16-9-5. They've looked good. And they're winning again tonight, 2-0 over Seattle. The Rangers and Coyotes are tied at ones. Erickson jumped out for Zona, making it 1-0. And then your boy Kako from Zibanejad and Kreider at 10:40 of the second tied it up. Mavi, you got to win that game. I mean, Arizona's 5-20. You got to win that game. When you're 18-7-3, you got to beat that crappy. They're the worst team in the league.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, it's the second of a back-to-back after you just got beat up by Colorado last night, but there's no excuse to lose to this team. They are just absolutely pathetic, and any win they steal off anybody that's over 500 is just a bad night for that team.
I mean, they got to somehow find a way to win that game tonight. That's just all there is to it. Tomorrow night is a big night in the NHL. You know, if they don't cancel all the games, they've already canceled the Leafs and Flames game in Calgary because the Flames entire organization has COVID. I mean, they got 17, 18 guys with COVID. That's crazy. Flyers and Canadiens tomorrow night in Montreal at the Bell Center. By the way, Toronto and Ottawa are both limiting crowds to under 50% because of the Omicron. You're 50% capacity. That's it. That's all they're going to let in. We welcome our radio affiliates to Front on the Bench on a Wednesday night. Good to have you with us. Senators and Lightning tomorrow night. Kings, Panthers, and Sunrise. The Knights are at the Rock to play the Devils. I wouldn't have minded going to that one. Red Wings and Canes in Raleigh. The Bruins and Islanders at the new UBS, whatever the hell it's called. Avalanche Predators in Smashville. Sabres Wild in Mini. And the Jackets are at the Oilers in Edmonton. And the Canucks, who won five in a row, are playing at the Shark Tank against San Jose. So that's all tomorrow night. And Friday, I'm looking forward to going to see the Penguins play. The Sabres looking for six in a row from Pittsburgh. They've won five straight. Crosby's lighting it up. They're lighting it up. Everybody's playing well. I can't wait to see them. I got great seats. I'm stoked to go see the Penguins. If you're at the PBG on Friday night, make sure you say hi. I'll be there and chilling the most. I'm going to the Steeler game on Sunday against the Titans. If you're there, say hi. I'm cool. I'm normal. And I look forward to going to that game. My last game of the year for me with my season tickets based on my schedule. So I'm looking forward to going to the last game, last row. I went to a lot of games this year. They had nine games. I went to like six or seven of them. So that's been cool. It's for all on the bench.
Listening to Sports Grid, the home of the winning edge, carrying on the fine tradition of sports gaming from all the way back to ancient Rome. But they never had a mobile app.
So count your blessings, Sporto.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network. You're listening to Farrell on the Bench with Scott Farrell.
All right, so football on Saturday. You don't seriously think that Mafia, like, because I know there's a lot of people clamoring for them to cancel that Browns game with the Raiders on Saturday afternoon. That's a 4:30 game. The night game is the Pats and Colts. You don't seriously think that between tomorrow and Friday they're going to cancel that game, do you?
I don't. Goodell even went on NFL Network today and was basically like, our plans are going through with it. I mean, you have the coach, you have the quarterback, and a bunch of the main players on one of the teams unable to play. And he says they haven't even considered canceling the game or moving it or postponing it. I mean, they said at the beginning of the season, we're not changing game schedule. This is what it is. We, you know, that extra week that we're adding to the season is so we can make more money off another game, not so we can put, you know, other games there. So they didn't build any wiggle room into it this year. And now they're going to pay for it. And they're going to have to play a crappy game that half the teams aren't going to be there for. And we're seeing other ones, too. I mean, the WFT added, like, 10 guys to their COVID list today. All these teams are, you know, the Rams have the breakout. this week it seems to be the one that's really hitting it to a head, where all these teams are having outbreaks and they're trying to stand pat saying, oh, we think we can still make it through, and it's going to be, you know, like a, it's going to be, you know, mediocre minor league kind of football because you get the second and third string. It's going to be like the preseason because nobody's going to be able to play.
Well, Washington has got 18 players, right? The Browns have whatever, 17 or something like this. And I'll say this much for them. Someone put it best. Thank God we have Case Keenum, because he's a good quarterback. He's not bad. And I mean, there are some people that think that he's better than Baker Mayfield. I mean, they really do. And he's going to be playing. And they still got Myles Garrett. They still got Chubb. And they're getting points now at home against the crappy Raiders. I mean, the Raiders could be the healthiest team in the world, not one guy out, and they still suck. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, they've been completely underperforming this year with the talent that they have, especially on the offensive side. That's embarrassing what's happened to them. Losing Gruden or not, they have too many good players on that team to be this bad.
You know, I was just looking at the mountains in Salt Lake and you know, like Park City, Alta, all the great skiing they have there. And I saw Danny Ainge, the new CEO of the Jazz, at the game, and I'm thinking, you know, I don't care about all that. But when they show the mountains outside and just the great skiing they have there, do you think I should, I don't know, quit my job and become a ski bum again? I've done that before in my life. I got fired by CBS once when I was 23 years old. In Pittsburgh, the guy said, you're a lunatic, you're crazy, you're nuts, you're insane, get out, you're fired. And then he said, here, this is the money I owe you on your contract. And he gave me like 30 grand. And I'll never forget, I went home and my dad, I said, I got fired today. He said, well, stranger things have happened. Everybody in that business gets fired. You're going to have to get a job and you're going to have to figure a way to get back on the air. And I said, all right. So when they went to bed, I got in my car and I drove to Colorado. And I took the 30 grand and I went skiing for 6 months. And it didn't go over well with my dad. But I did ski every day and smoke a ton of weed. And I had sex with like 50 different chicks. I thought it was fantastic. All I did was ski and chase tail. Every chick I met, I ended up sleeping with. Are we on the air? Check, 1, 2, check.
Sounds like a much better one than most people.
Listen, I had the greatest time. I was skiing in neck deep powder, and the rest of the day I was naked in hot tubs or in beds otherwise. And I was drunk. I was like a gigolo, basically. And then all day, like, I'd wake up. I didn't even know the chick. I'd wake up. I'd be like, listen, thanks. See ya. And I grabbed my skis off the deck, and I'd walk down the street, and I'd get on a chairlift, and I'd go skiing again. I skied all day, every day. I did nothing. I didn't even have a job. All I did was ski and blow through the 30 grand. I made it, though. I made it 6 months on the 30 grand. Skiing and just partying. And drinking beer, smoking fatties, having sex. Are we on? Check, check, check. 1, 2. So what do you think, Mafia? Should I quit my job and become a ski bum and move to Alta, Park City? What do you think?
Probably not. You know, that works pretty good when you're 23 with no responsibilities. But when you have two kids and a wife and one of those kids about to go to college, I don't think blowing what money you have saved in ski resorts, it's going to work out too well, especially now that your age, you know, you're not going to be hitting those hills. And, you know, when you take those falls, being able to take a couple shots and bounce back and get back on the skis tomorrow, you take one of those falls while you're out there, you're going to be laying around for the next 6 months.
Listen, I don't fall skiing. All right. So I might wipe out once a day. That's it. I'm a badass skier. So let's just calm down with that. But I am good at, you know, sitting in hot tubs and getting naked and riding bumps and tree skiing and powder skiing and back bowl skiing. And, you know, I think there's a chance I could convince, you know, my son's going to college, but I think I could convince him to go skiing instead, because he's like big into snowboarding, and I might be able to convince him to, you know, Darcy rode it with me. Like, hey, yeah, listen, you know, like, hey, you want to bolt and go skiing with me for 6 months? We'll just like ditch your mom and your sister. We'll just go and we'll hit on chicks we don't know and ski all day. What do you think? I think he might go for it, Mafia. I think that there's, you know, there's potential. There's potential. I know there's some, look, I think there's some hotties around here that might go with me that would, you know, like, hey, do you want a rendezvous? Like, leave at like 3 a.m. and we'll just drive like 24, 48 hours straight to the like Rockies. Never come back. What do you think? You think 34C would do it with me? She might do it. I was thinking maybe some of her friends.
Nah, she's not the ski type. She needs that sun. She doesn't like the cold, right?
She doesn't like the cold. She wouldn't go skiing. She's never gone skiing in her life. And I've offered to go to like Vail, Aspen, you know, Killington, wherever. I'm like, let's go on a ski vacation. Let's just, well, you know, Gunner, Chop, and I'll ski and snowboard, and you can sit in the lodge and have sex with men, and I'll see you at dinner. And she never wanted to go once, ever. She did go to, she's gone to the ski resort. She's gone to the lodge before with me. You know, the one where you've gone. You've gone there. The Crystal Springs.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Go. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's gone there and spent, you know, time in that resort. She's been there, but that's not like, I mean, I think it's okay skiing there. It's okay. It's average at best. It's not that good. You know what I mean? Like I'm used to skiing in the West Coast, man. Mammoth, Squaw, the Rockies, Breckenridge, Park City, you know, Sun Valley, Taos. I mean, Banff, Whistler. I got no time for this East Coast bunny hills and ice. Skiing on ice all day sucks. I want to go deep flush powder, baby. Back bowls. Shake out. Such a badass. He just absolutely is a monster in the block.
I just want to feel my burger thing, girl.
You're so money and you don't even know it.
So here's the deal. Tomorrow is my last day of shows for the year. I'm doing Coast to Coast and Pharrell on a Bench on Thursday. That's it. And I'm done for the year. It is what it is. And I'm off until then because of, you know, I think the next week, the next Saturday is Christmas. And then the Saturday after that's New Year's. So I'm off. And those are my last, you know, 2 weeks or whatever of vacation for the year. And I know that all my picks will be up on PharrellOnTheBench.com every day, per usual. I know that tomorrow on Coast to Coast, I'll be doing all my NFL plays for week 15 and all the bowl games. I think I'm doing all the bowl games tomorrow, aren't I, Mafia? I mean, it's now or never.
Yeah, that's the only chance you're going to get. We're going to have your boy Lisi on to talk about a bunch of them with you. So we'll hit all the football we can.
Is Lisi on Coast to Coast and on the Bench tomorrow, or what's the deal?
He's definitely on Coast to Coast. I don't know if he's on the Bench.
All right, so either way, on both shows, I'm going to do all the bowl games and the NFL. That's happening tomorrow for sure. And then that's it for me for the year. And it's no big deal. Everyone's going to be able to survive, I think, without me. It's not the end of the world. So I know there's been quite a reaction to me being off the last 2 weeks of the year. And then, you know, I've been off lately. I've had off. I don't ever take off. So when, you know, when I sit there and work the whole year and no one ever realizes I'm doing it every day, 5 days a week for 7-8 months without a day off, and people are like, all of a sudden this guy's taking off all the time. Well, that's what I do. And then I know that that's not going to happen moving forward. So there's been some level of, you know, there's been some unfavorable reaction to my vacation plans of when I take vacation. So I'm not arguing with anybody. I'm not fighting with anybody. I just know they don't like it, and it is what it is for now. And then moving forward, it won't be that way again. I'll just take them different times now moving forward. And that's fine with me too. Like, you know, people get all caught up in, and for some reason, people get all caught up in when I take off. It's the most unbelievable thing ever. Mavi, you know, it's true. They do it here, and they did it at CBS. They did it at Howard Stern. What is it about my vacations that get people so flustered? Why is it? Have you ever seen anyone, like, seriously, in your life, have you ever seen anyone take off time and get as much flack as I do?
No, because, you know, people all the time, they want everyone else there all the time. They don't want to work all the time, but they want everyone else that they listen to watch to be there, because if you're not there, then they freak out. It's, you know, how dare you be off? It's like, we deserve time off just like everybody else gets in the world.
So anyway, it is what it is. So this is the last time you'll have to put up with me, apparently, in the, you know, holiday season, in the, you know, the Thanksgiving, the Christmas, the New Year seasons being off. That won't happen in the future, apparently. You know, or I could die or something. You never know. I mean, like, maybe I, you know, maybe I get hit by a snow truck or something. Maybe I get, you know, who knows? Maybe I get the Omicron and die, Mafia. You never know. So I may not even, you know, maybe I won't even make it to my next vacation. Maybe I won't even make it to the Penguin Titan games this weekend. Who knows? You never know. So I do know that tomorrow, allegedly, if I make it to tomorrow, I will do NFL and all the bowl games tomorrow on my shows. Whether now I may not be able to get them all in on the coast to coast, which I still think I will get them all in. But if I don't, if you miss coast to coast at 4 to 6 Eastern, then you can watch and listen to Pharrell on the Bench tomorrow night at 10 East, and definitely get all of those games then. Because I will dedicate tomorrow night's show to heavy petting and heavy gambling. So in other words, tomorrow night I'll hit every game and talk about every game and bet on every game and give you winners to all the bowl games. And then if you're a Pharrell on a Bench head, just go there every day and you get everything. And who knows? Who knows what the future holds? I certainly don't know what the future holds. I really don't. But, you know. I got some things going on, Mafia. As you know, I got a friend getting married January 9th. I think that's a Sunday, believe it or not. I have a lot going on off the air. So who knows? We'll see how things work out with schedules and everything like that. But that's the deal. Tomorrow is the last day for me of the year. So if you can't handle not having me on the TV and the radio, you know, I would, if I were you, I would drink heavily and, smoke and eat pills. Basically. I mean, cause you got to forget about me somehow. You might as well J-Mo, Percocet, smoke a fatty, go to bed and just forget you ever even knew me. Just be like, he's like, I'm like a Santa's helper. Like, I'm busy. I'm like an elf. I got to work for Santa. I'm not even going to be around. I'm going to be at the North Pole, and then I'm going to be rolling around on the sleigh. I got to deal with Rudolph. I'm very busy. So tomorrow's the last day you'll see me. Very exciting. So what do you think on Saturday, Mafia? Are you into the Colts and Patriot game? Is that the one that you're interested in watching? Is that the flavor of the week? Is that the best game on Saturday or Sunday? The Pats-Colts game Saturday night might be the game of the week.
It's definitely one of the best games. I mean, two teams that are in the top of their division, two of the teams that are the hottest right now in the NFL. You know, in a league where we've had so many, you know, teams go up and down from week to week. You never know what to expect. They've been relatively consistent, but we got a couple other games that should be good here too. I mean, that Titans Steelers game is going to be really good. I think that's important for both those teams. I think Bengals and Broncos is a big game for both those. We could have a great game there. That's probably
Falcons Niners.
Yeah, that could be a good one too. The Falcons are coming on strong right now, even though they still can't stop anybody. They're scoring points and it's mattering right now the way they're playing.
You think the Saints and Buccaneers will be a good game in Tampa, or do you think Buccaneers will roll over them? They're going to roll them, Bucks, huh?
They're going to slaughter them. The Saints are such a mess right now with their injuries, with their quarterbacks. Even a crappy movie about Sean Payton cannot save the Saints season.
So what happened there? Why, explain to me how they made this cheesy movie. It's so cheesy looking. And I got to tell you, the Kurt Warner one's just as bad. I mean, I've seen the trailers for both of them. I mean, they're so embarrassing. Like, what is going on with these sports movies? They're embarrassing.
Yeah, I mean, the thing, especially with, I mean, the Warner movie is what it is. Seems almost like it's going to have one like those religious angles on like the Christian movies that you keep seeing pop up now. But the thing with the Sean Payton thing is, I don't even know. Like, I'd have to look at it. Is that actually what happened in his off season? Like, in that year off that he had a kid that he never talked to, that he coaches Pee-wee team? Because I can't really believe that. And if that's not the case, if it's not a true story, then why even attach his name to it? Why even attach the Saints? Like, you could use the same premise without it being Sean Payton of the Saints after he gets suspended for a year, because it just makes it look so fake and ridiculous when you put that premise on it, that he goes and coaches, you know, this little Giants-esque team.
So is that what it is? It's like he gets suspended for bounty, and then he coaches a peewee team?
Yeah, well, he's sitting at home. He ends up, like, you know, trying to reconnect with his son and coach his team.
And that's what the movie's about?
That's what it seems like from the trailer. And, of course, hijinks ensue.
Hijinks ensue. It just looks so dripping wet with cheese. I saw the trailer. I was like, what is happening here? It's so pathetic. And then honestly, the Warner one's just as bad. Like with, oh my God. And then they get, what's his name? I can't think of his name. The actor that's the coach. He plays Dick Vermeil. Dennis Quaid. Yeah. Dennis Quaid. He's been in a million movies. Dennis Quaid plays Dick Vermeil. I'm just like,
sports.
Oh, no.
He loves sports movies.
Oh, no. What a disaster. I'm just like, what is happening here? I can't even. And then they got the wife with the butch haircut. Have you seen her?
Well, I mean, that's how his haircut, his wife's haircut's very short. So they're playing it to, you know, what it's the life.
I love how you don't make fun of it, but I do. I love how you're just like, she just had a short haircut. Meanwhile, you know, it's all butched out. I'm like, <"What?" laughs> thank God I just tell it like it is. Deal with it later. What is somebody going to say to me? Scott, we can't have you talking about butch haircuts on the air. It's just really irresponsible. You know, I don't know what you're doing, but it's just not acceptable. We're not having it. We're having none of that here at the network level. Trust me, you, mister. We're watching you.
It's a jungle out there.
So many possibilities, prospects, and probabilities. It's easy to become overwhelmed.
That's where we come in.
Relax. We're your trusted source for expert information on sports gaming strategies and information. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
You're listening to Farrell on the Bench with Scott Farrell.
All right, so I'm not really gonna give out any action tonight in terms of these bowl games, but I did want to mention them, right? So that I know on Friday, because I'm going to Pittsburgh to hit up that Penguins game Friday. And then chill Saturday and go to the Steeler game Sunday, right? And so Friday, I'll be there and go to the game, hockey game, whatever. But believe it or not, like I get in there like around lunchtime or something, and there's literally that Bahama Bowl going on, Middle Tennessee and Toledo. That's at noon. And then at 6 is Northern Illinois and Coastal Carolina. Now, the hockey game's at 7, so that'll be the end of that game for me. But I'm going to watch the hockey game. But then, you know, Saturday, I got nothing going on. I'm waiting till Sunday, the Steeler game. So Saturday, there's 2 NFL games. One of them's like a COVID game, the Browns game with the Raiders. And then the other one's great at night. I'll be all over that. The Pats and Colts, I'm all over that. But Saturday, believe it or not, on top of that, there's 6 bowl games. 6 bowl games. I don't even care who's playing. That's just delicious. It's all day long. 11 a.m., Western Kentucky and Appalachian State. The Hilltoppers taking on App State in the Boca Raton Bowl down in Boca at FAU, the home of the Owls. And then at 2:15, UTEP and Fresno in the New Mexico Bowl. How about that? And then at 3:30, you got UAB and BYU. I mean, UAB's decent. BYU's better, obviously. But I think that's going to be a good game. Eastern Michigan and Liberty in the Lending Tree Bowl. By the way, the BYU game is the Independence Bowl. And then the Lending Tree Bowl, whatever the hell that is, Eastern Michigan and Liberty, they're both 7-5. And then you got the Jimmy Kimmel LA Bowl. How in God's name? They named a bowl game after Jimmy Kimmel? What? I mean, now that's funny. That is funny. They named a ball game after Jimmy Kimmel. I mean, really? Why not Cousin Sal, too? Did you like that, Mafia? I thought that was good right there. I think Cousin Sal deserves one more than Jimmy. Cousin Sal's the one that bets on all the games.
He's going to be one gambling on.
Does Jimmy even watch sports? I think he drinks wine and stuff like Howard, right? Doesn't he? He doesn't watch sports. Utah State and Oregon State in that game. Utah State's not bad, but they're playing a lot bigger team, a Pac-12 team, than the, you know, wussy schedule they play where they go 10-3. Louisiana and Marshall in the New Orleans Bowl. Now, how in God's name does a 12-1 Louisiana team lose a game in New Orleans? I mean, honestly, you got to win that game. Right? They're favored by 5. They got to beat Marshall in that game, right? You would think Louisiana playing at home in New Orleans, you got to win that game. You're 12-1. You got to win that game. I mean, the spread 5, you got to win by 20. That's all on Saturday. I mean, that is delicious. I mean, that that is great. There's just tons of games. So whenever like the Colts and Pats are in a commercial break, I can flip over and watch like bowl games. I never have to watch commercials, which is all the NFL is commercials. So I can watch, you know, 2 games at once, 3 games at once. I love it. Because Utah State, Oregon State will be on. So will Louisiana and Marshall. That'll all be happening at the same time. Monday, I'll be back in New York City. And Old Dominion and Tulsa are playing in the Myrtle Beach Bowl. It's at 2:30. I mean, I have a semifinal Pharrell Ballers game on Monday night, but I don't have anything going on at 2:30. So I'll watch that crappy bowl game, and then I'll go play in the semifinal of the basketball league I'm in. We're the number one seed, undefeated. We got our work cut out for us, though. The other semifinal, these two teams, they mean business. They're both really good. And we beat them both, but they're no joke, either one of them. And both of them can beat us. Trust me when I tell you, we could lose. I've lost before in a title game many times. I don't ever remember losing in the semis, though. Mafia, didn't we? We made the finals always, I think, in like 18 finals we've been in. I don't ever remember losing in the semis.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you're right. The only time we lost in the semis was when you and I played on the crappy team for a season just to help them out.
Yeah.
And that was losing to the Ballers.
That was not fun. And we lost to our team. Kent State and Wyoming on Tuesday, the 21st. That's the Potato Bowl. What a thrill. And Texas, San Antonio, and San Diego State. San Antonio's 12-1. San Diego State's 11-2. But boy, did they get their ass beat by Utah State in that title game. God, did they get slaughtered. Wednesday is Missouri against Army. Army got their ass beat by Navy. I mean, how do you lose that game? You're 8-3 and you lose to Navy? Honestly. Thursday, the 23rd, North Texas against Miami of Ohio in the Frisco Football Classic. And then UCF and Florida at night in the Gasparilla Bowl, whatever the hell that is. Friday, Christmas Eve, Memphis and Hawaii in the Hawaii Bowl. You got to win that game if you're Hawaii. Memphis is favored by 7, but you can't lose a bowl game on the island when you're Hawaii. You got to win. You got to win at home on the island in Oahu. That's it. That's all there is to it. Christmas Day, Georgia State and Ball State in the Camellia Bowl at 2:30. What could be worse than Georgia State and Ball State in a football game? Is there anything worse than that? No. Monday, the 27th, Western Michigan and Nevada in the Quick Lane Bowl, whatever that is. BC and East Carolina in the afternoon in the Military Bowl. Tuesday, the 28th, you got better games now. Houston and Auburn in the Birmingham Bowl. Air Force and Louisville in the First Responder Bowl. Mississippi State and Texas Tech in the Liberty Bowl that's been going on since I've been alive. UCLA and North Carolina State in the Holiday Bowl in San Diego. That's a good game. UCLA is 8-4. NC State's 9-3. UCLA is now losing to NC State out in Southern California in San Diego. It's not happening. West Virginia and Minnesota in the Guaranteed Rate Bowl. Minnesota's better than West Virginia. That's all there is to it. Wednesday, the 29th, SMU and Virginia in the Fenway Bowl. Maryland and Virginia Tech in the Pinstripe Bowl at Yankee Stadium. Clemson and Iowa State in the Cheez-It Bowl. Boy, how the mighty have fallen. You play for national championships, now you're playing in the Cheez-It Bowl. Oregon and Oklahoma in the Alamo Bowl. Boy, Oklahoma, they play for national championships, now they're playing in the Alamo Bowl. What could be worse? Thursday, the 30th, North Carolina, South Carolina in the Duke's Mayo Bowl, the Mayonnaise Bowl. Tennessee and Purdue in the Music City Bowl in Smashville. Pitt and Michigan State, a good game in the Peach Bowl. And Wisconsin, Arizona State in the Las Vegas Bowl. Both teams are 8-4. New Year's Eve, it all gets going. Wake Forest and A&M in the Gator Bowl. Washington State and Miami in the Sun Bowl in El Paso. How embarrassing. Central Michigan and Boise in the Arizona Bowl. And then you got your semifinals in the college football playoff. Cincinnati and Alabama at 3:30. And then Georgia and Michigan at 7:30. And then on January 1, you've got the Oklahoma State, Notre Dame Fiesta Bowl, the Penn State, Arkansas Outback Bowl, Iowa and Kentucky in the Citrus, Utah and Ohio State in the Rose, and Baylor Ole Miss at night in the Sugar at 8:45 East. Tuesday, January 4th, LSU and Kansas State somehow are playing in the Texas Bowl after the holidays. And then on the 10th of January, the national championship at 8 o'clock. There you go. That's all the bowl games. Can you believe that? So if you like sitting on your ass, on your couch, eating popcorn, eating Doritos, eating potato chips, eating sandwiches, eating pizza, eating strombolis, drinking beer, drinking root beer, drinking tequila, drinking whiskey, like Mafia, Gentleman's Jack, then the college bowl season is for you, baby. And don't forget, every week now, there's Saturday NFL and Sunday, Pain Day NFL. Plus, I don't even know. I think they run out of Mondays and Thursdays coming up here. When is it that they run out of, let's see what it is. Week 16, you've got Thursday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Week 17, you've got all Sunday and Monday. That's the Browns-Steeler game. And then the last week, every game is on Sunday, and there's no Monday, Thursday, or any of that. So you're running out of Mondays and Thursdays, and you're going to have some Saturdays here, and then you're going to have just a Sunday. And then on the weekend of the, I think, you know, in that window of Saturday, January 15th, Sunday, January 16th, and Monday, January 17th, you're going to have the wild cards. And then the following week on Saturday, the 22nd, Sunday, the 23rd, you got the divisional round. And then on Sunday, January 30th, you got the conference title games. And then the Pro Bowl is February 6th, and the Super Bowl is Sunday, February 13th on NBC. So there you go. I mean, 'tis the season, baby. It's time for the end of the NFL regular season, wild cards, divisional, conference, Super Bowls, bowl games. I mean, it is on like Donkey Kong. And then when that's over, you roll into college basketball, then into March, into conference tournaments, and then March Madness. I mean, it is the best time of the year. But you never know with Omicron and COVID what disasters lie ahead for sports. The shutdown of sports again? The NHL says they're not shutting down. I've not heard the NBA say they're not shutting down. We've heard the NFL say they're not shutting down. I got to hear the NBA say they're not shutting down before I believe it. It's Pharrell on a bench.
My buddy's a fan of yours in Vancouver, Canada, so he hears you crystal clear. I thought I'd let you know that.
Time after time, I sit and I wait for your call.
Hear us off that 1090 in San Diego all the way in Vancouver. But that's awesome. And you can also hear us everywhere in the Southern Hemisphere on Sirius 159. So it's all Gandhi. Everybody's good. Devontae Graham with the longest shot made in the NBA in 25 years tonight on an inbounds play at the end of the game with a second left. He jacked a full court winner, and it went down. Unbelievable. So, and Anthony Edwards tonight, 10 three-pointers made for the Timberwolves against the Nuggets. Isaiah Thomas in the G League busted off a 42-piece in his first game. I have seen it all. Ducks lead the Kraken 3-1 after two periods in Anaheim. Hawks in overtime beat the Caps. Rangers got it done 3-2 over the Coyotes in Arizona. You got to beat the worst team in hockey, and they did. The Jazz lead the Clippers by 12 after three periods. The Blazers are up 6 on the Grizzlies. And there's about 2 minutes left in the third. The Wizards by 5 over the Kings early in the fourth. Heat beat the Sixers. Lakers in overtime by 3 over the Mavs on Austin Reeves 3 as time expired. Cavs blow out the Rockets. Hawks easier than the Magic. Bucks, same thing, whack the Pacers. Pelicans win on that last second full court shot. Hornets over the Spurs big. And the Wolves blew out the Nuggets. Can't believe it. See you tomorrow at 4 on Coast to Coast. Good night.